When a pair of convicted murderers broke out of an upstate New York prison 3 years ago, TV networks jumped on the story.
The cons apparently used power tools to escape New York's Clinton Correctional Facility. Their brazen and meticulous prison break seemed straight out of a movie.
Now, that movie's been made as a limited television series on Showtime called Escape at Dannemora. The show debuts Sunday. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says the series suffers from a problem affecting lots of television shows these days.
In some ways, Escape at Dannemora is one of the year's best TV series. It stars Benicio del Toro as Richard Matt and Paul Dano as David Sweat, inmates at Clinton Correctional Facility in Dannemora, New York. They will eventually cut through the walls of their cells to escape. Inmate David Sweat is having an affair with Joyce Mitchell, a mousy woman who runs the prison tailor shop. She's played masterfully by Patricia Arquette. Richard Matt has a cell next to Sweat and also works in the tailor shop. He's worried about Mitchell's husband.
You really think it's a good idea, playing doctor with the tailor shop supervisor?
What does it matter to you all, sir?
If she wasn't married, I'd say it's risky. But she is married. And her husband works here. It makes everything complicated. The spouse always finds out.
You can hear in the background the atmosphere of the prison. Claustrophobic, noisy, and chaotic. Actor Ben Stiller stays behind the camera this time to direct Escape at Dannemora. He delivers a serious drama that practically marinates in the prison's debilitating environment. Patricia Arquette's Mitchell, nicknamed Tilly, is a caustic woman who feels validated by Sweat's attention. When her husband Lyle takes her to a movie and asks about Sweat, she lies. She says the prison superintendent has them working on a project together.
And who is it that gives us promotions?
A superintendent.
Exactly. So, when the guy who gives us promotions asks me, the shop supervisor, to make him a suit for graduation, and my best guy is inmate Sweat, who's been in that shop longer than I have. Who do you think I'm gonna be working with on this project?
I definitely need to explain to me.
This movie sucks. I'm going for a walk.
Basically, Tilly and Lyle Mitchell are losers. And Stiller's camera savors their bad haircuts, bad teeth, heavy-set figures, and serious lack of smarts. Eventually, Tilly will sleep with both convicts and smuggle in the tools to help them escape. But there's a problem with this detailed rendering of a prison break. It takes way too long to tell the story. Scenes are paced very slowly. In a 7-episode series, the escape doesn't happen until late in episode 5, and the show often tells us the same thing multiple times. Escape at Dannemora suffers from something critics are calling Netflix bloat. It's when a TV project stretches too little story over too many episodes. This trend really emerged on Netflix, where series often drop all their episodes at once and don't need to lure viewers week after week. Consider the streaming service's failed drama, Gypsy, from last year. It starred Naomi Watts as a therapist who secretly infiltrates the lives of her patients.
I used to believe that people determined their own lives. We were in control, responsible for the decisions that shaped the course of our lives. And yet there's one force more powerful than free will, our unconscious.
Yeah, I was unconscious by the time I finished that scene. Other Netflix series like Marvel's Jessica Jones and Stranger Things saw their second seasons flounder with similar bloat. And as other TV outlets develop high-quality dramas, Netflix bloat travels there too. Like on HBO's Sharp Objects, which distracted from its story about female pain with a clunky whodunit featuring a detective from Kansas City, played by Chris Messina, clashing with a skeptical police chief in rural Missouri over tracking a serial killer. The chief, played by Matt Craven, speaks first.
Some killers want to get caught.
This one likes making people scared for their girls.
Can we just save the Silence of the Lambs routine for another time?
The odds are the killer's going to show up here, soak up the atmosphere.
I read them books too, Agent Starling. Watch out for anyone trying to insert himself into the action.
This guy wants to rule the town.
He may not rule it, but he sure as hell got our attention.
I've always admired British TV series like Luther and The Office, which had seasons of anywhere from 2 to 6 episodes. They told their stories and stopped when the story was done. This is a lesson that could benefit series like Escape at Dannemora, which would be one of the best TV shows of the year if it could have just told its story with a little more focus and a little less bloat. I'm Eric Deggans.